Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket. This is Bronco Focus with the voice of Boise State Athletics, Bob Beeler.
All right, get in here, Beeler. 77-62, Boise State now 15-4, 5-1 in conference play, all alone at the top of the standings. By the way, you hit on almost every one of your predictions yesterday. Well done, Bob, and want to get your takeaways from the victory last night.
It was a great win, and I think, you know, I had a good feeling coming back from, you know, a rematch from the loss of 2 points where a lot of little things went against Boise State in the game, and I thought they would turn the tables on Nevada last night, but I did not think it was going to be as easy and as decisive as it was winning by 15. There was really, you know, no chance for Nevada to come in with the victory. So let's get to my four impressions of the game.
Yeah. Number one.
All right, I'm going to start with Max Rice. I know you guys had a conversation with him about a half an hour ago. But that's one of the best halves of basketball that I've ever seen anybody turn in at Boise State. He had 21 of their 42 points. He made 7 of 9 shots, made 5 of 6 threes. The 5 threes at the time were a personal best for him. He nailed one more in the second half to set the new career high for him at 6 threes, made both free throws. To give you an idea of what he was able to do, Najee Smith had 8 at halftime. Nobody else had more than 3. So nobody else scored more than one basket other than Smith, who had a couple of dunks. It was the Max Rice show. Max Rice has exceeded my expectations every single year. Every year he's had a bigger role, and every year he's done more with that role than I would have thought. This year he's doing it much more balanced as far as shooting. He's made 40 threes this season, and he's made 49 twos. He's developed his game so he's not just a stand-up shooter. He's able to take the ball to the basket. He's got a nice little floater. He's the leading scorer for this team in conference play. He's the best three-point shooter. He's the best free-throw shooter. He's a very good passer. And you know what? Just listening to him talk basketball and explain answers when we have him on in the post-game show or the coach's show, he articulates things so well that you can just see the way his mind works that he is going to be an outstanding coach. And, guys, you know, if you'd have told me back when Coach Rice signed him and had him come on the team, I guess originally first time as a walk-on and then got a scholarship, boy, he has been, you know, a key cog. And this year he's becoming a guy that, you know, I don't know, could probably contend maybe for one of the all-conference teams.
I think so. I think he's on that pace, Bob. And, you know, me and you, we have our conversations in Cubicleville during the work, during the week. And I know your standards, you grade people on will they exceed or not your personal expectations. And you said Max has exceeded your expectations every single year. There probably haven't been a lot of players. You've been here since 2008. That you could say there every single year they've exceeded your expectations, right? I mean, that's high praise from you.
Somebody might be able to call out a name and give it to me, but I would think the odds of that being true would be false. I think that Max is the first guy 4 years. Now, he comes back to play next year. He's got the bar up higher, so maybe he won't be able to do it next year. So I guess I challenge him for that, but, boy, he has worked so hard, and you can tell it. And, again, vital cog. I'd hate to think where they'd be without him.
I would thoroughly agree with that. And, you know, Max, up until the last few months, I don't think I ever envisioned Max being a pro basketball player. But, you know, I did that column on the Idaho Press on him a couple of weeks ago. He doesn't want to coach for like 10 years. He has plans to play professional basketball, and he wants to go overseas and play for a long, long time. I think he can do it. Mm-hmm. I think Max is a professional basketball player right now. I really truly believe that.
And I think professional is especially in the head. He will figure out with whatever team he is with how he can best help contribute, and he'll fill that role.
Absolutely.
Fill that role.
Number two.
Here's one of the reasons why I think this team is good. The leading scorer in a particular game is so diversified. If I ask you guys, who do you think is the leading scorer more times this season than anybody else on the team? Who has had the top total? Now, some games there might be two or three leading scorers if they both share the job. So it's possible these numbers will add up to more than 19 games. Who has led the team in scoring more times?
I'll say Shaver. Prater?
I'll say Degenhart.
How about Abbo?
Yeah, we're both wrong.
Abbo has led the team 7 times. Degenhardt 5, Shaver 4, Max 4, and Najee and Kobe Young once. Gets even more even when you get to Mountain West play. Abbo's led 3 times, Degenhardt and Smith twice, Rice and Shaver each once. And I think this is the strength of the team this year on offense, is that it's different people, different nights. It's different people, different halves. Like Degenhardt was untouchable in the second half. He had most of his points in the second half. So I think this is what makes this team good, and it's a lot like what made last year's team good, that it wasn't the same people.
Number three.
They seem to take the best player away from the other team. And last night they did it to Blackshear. Blackshear, the game before, had 20 points, 5 assists, no turnovers. Last night he had 12 points, 1 assist, and 7 turnovers. So I think this team has done a fabulous job of finding who the best player is and making them less successful than they want to be.
I have the formula for this team, guys. The Leon Rice philosophy. It's shoot the 3 ball well and defend the 3 ball well. And that's what they're doing again. Collectively, you guys, they're shooting 38% from downtown. That is terrific. Collectively, you guys, they are surrendering their opponents to only shoot 29% from downtown. Equally as terrific.
Number four.
In the 4 games that they have won most recently, there are 5 games that they've won in the winning streak. But the Utah State, UNLV, Wyoming, and Nevada games, it's basically been the same movie. In the second half, you get ahead, and you stretch the lead, and you don't let the other team even have a sniff of success in the second half. And they've done this against some really pretty good teams. Utah State and Nevada are very good. UNLV has talent. Wyoming's probably the weakest of the 4. But those last second halves of the last 4 games, guys, have really been just about the same. You just keep seeing it.
All right, Bob, good stuff there. Coach's show tonight on our sister station, KBOI. Who's the big guest?
We've got Tyson Degenhardt and Elodie Lalotte are our players. And, of course, we've got Coach Presnell and Coach Rice. It'll take place at 10 Barrel tonight at 6. You can hear it on 670 KBOI, and if you'd like to join us, we'd love to have you.
That's awesome. 6 o'clock for the Coach's Show, 10 Barrel. When you're on your way there, you can still have it to catch the tail end of Idaho Sports Talk. Let's jump over to our college football hour. It's Wednesday. It's 4 o'clock. Heck yeah. The Boise State roster 101. What's back? What do we like? What needs work? Let's look at this roster. The first people to do it for 2023. Here we go. Prater in the ball. Get it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.